Life is a tame jungle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Life is a tame jungle. Now that's an interesting way of looking at things. We want to make a pet out of life. We want to make a pet out of living. And how do we go about doing that? How do we go about making a pet out of life? Well, as you know, I have a new golden retriever, 11 weeks old, just a little tyke, but he's as big as our minis, and he's a wonderful, loving pup. He's just filled with joy. He loves to be held, he loves to be petted, he loves to have me take the curry brush and brush the little seedlings off of his lovely, fluffy coat. He likes to have me take my fingers and dig into his toes and take out the little sticky berries that he picked up along the path. He loves it when I give him attention. And when I snuggle him and say, "You're wonderful," he just snuggles right back, burrows his head under my arm and says, "This is where I belong." Life is a tame jungle if we will treat it so. Or life is a terrible jungle if we want to treat it that way. And I suggest for each of us that we be aware that whatever we call anything is what it is. If we call anything good, it is good. If we call anything lovely, desirable, worthwhile, happy, harmonious, whole, perfect, beautiful, a thousand other possibilities, so it is. Why then is it that anyone would call something not good? Why would anyone ever call something the contrary of what they'd like to experience? Well, this is a question that is without an answer. However, we don't need to answer that question. We just put the cause in motion to have a beautiful, harmonious life. If you look at a person who looks very happy and you say, "How are you today?" And he says, "Oh, I feel just wonderful. I see so good. Everything's going so well." And you say, "Well, what is going so well for you? You know, what wonderful things are happening to you?" It's indescribable. But every time I turn around, something beautiful is happening. Now, he's not about to go and give you a rendition of what makes him happy, because as he defines these things, then his mind is going to want to look them over and say, "Was that really a happy thing? Was that really so wonderful that the bank gave him a loan? Now he owes that money and he has to pay it, and he has to pay that exorbitant rent interest rate that is there. And what's so cool about that? What's so wonderful about that?" You see, as we are forced to look at the things that we call good, we sometimes miss the point of what really is good. Now, you got the bank loan because you needed to pay a bill. You needed to pay a number of bills that were facing you with the birth of your new baby in your house. And you needed to do immediately what had to be done at the doctor's and at the hospital and so forth, or else you would have a problem. And so you did get the loan, and the loan was a worthwhile loan, and you don't mind paying that loan back one little bit. And I doubt that you'll even worry about the interest, because you'll be paying the loan back before it becomes due. Now, we would say that's a very good thing, wouldn't we? Yes, we would. But other people could look at it and say, "Oh, not another loan, not more money that we owe, not this." And you see, when we concentrate on the limitation of whatever we call good, then we make it a limitation. And we make the very incident an unhappy incident. And so the incident of getting the loan we call unhappy. The incident of having the baby, needing the loan, needing to have the hospital bills and doctor bills paid, we call that unhappy. We call the fact that our wife had to go to the hospital in the first place an unhappy experience. We just name everything in the negative, and lo and behold, that's what our life is, a miserable jungle. But we want to make a pet of this jungle that we're in. And the jungle merely means an uncontrolled, unlimited area in which to live, where the animals run free and the people run free and the life runs free and the growth is just without limitation, and everything is rather amazing, and it's a jungle, but not a bad jungle. We want to make a pet out of that jungle, and the way we make a pet out of it is to see the good in it, is to see how beautiful everything in life is, and without judging it, and without proving to ourselves that it is good. Now, you might start by saying, I like me. That's one we use very often. And in your thoughtfulness, you might say, but I have no reason to like me. I have no reason to be happy about myself. I've got problems. I've got things that worry me. Well, when you say, I like me, you begin to come up with the solution to the problems of life so that they don't worry you anymore. You begin to come up with the solution for all the things that make your life beautiful and good. It's just the way it is, and it's up to you how you handle it. Now, how do you want to handle it? How do you want to have the experiences in your life? What sort of a pet are you going to make out of the jungle of your world? Now, we have children, and the children are not acting properly. They are misbehaving, and we call it a jungle there, and a bad jungle. And so then we decide, well, let's make pets of our children. Let's make pets of our world and say, hey, Johnny, come here. And Johnny looks, what does he want? He's never said, oh, Johnny, come here like that before. What's he want? No, come here. So Johnny comes over to his dad and his father. You know, Johnny, you are the most wonderful son anyone could ever have. You're more like a pet for me, someone I just love and cuddle and feel good about. I like you. And Johnny wonders, what did he do to deserve this? And so Dad says, come here, sit on my lap for a minute. So he sits on his father's lap. His father gives him a big hug. And he says, you know, son, I'm very proud of you. You're a good boy. Come here, let me cuddle you for a little while. So his father cuddles him in his arms and holds him and says lovely things to him and tells him what the father has been doing during the day so that the son feels that he's included. And the father keeps repeating, I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of all the things you do. You help your mother so wonderfully. You help your sisters and your brothers. You just make life in the family a joyous experience. You know, you're the greatest. You're my pet. You're wonderful. But of course, all my children are my pets, I must say. But you're my pet, and I love you so much. Well, when Johnny gets up and goes away, he thinks about what happened. And then he's looking, will he do that again tomorrow night? And so then tomorrow night comes. And Dad calls in one of the other children and gives them a big, wonderful story about how wonderful they are. But then he decides, hey, I got time. I'll include each one of them. So after he finishes with the daughter, he calls in the other daughter. Then he calls in the other son. And then he calls in the son he called in first. He said, Johnny, I bet you had a wonderful day today, didn't you? Yes, Dad, I did. Johnny, I bet that everything was just wonderful at school and that your every test that you took and every lesson that you did very good. You just aced it out like a trooper, like a genius. You know, Dad, I did. I did. I really felt real good about myself and really good in school. And you know, Dad, I liked it when you hugged me last night. That was something special. You know, Dad, I like that. Can I be your pet all the time? Johnny, you always were my pet. You always will be my pet. And sometimes I just think I'm so busy I don't have time to tell you or show you. But I'm going to work on that, be a little less busy, so that I can have my tame jungle around me of all of my wonderful pets. And John says, Dad, I like that. Now, can you see how taming the pets of that family jungle was not such a difficult task, but it was a definite one. It was a definite task where everything was made to come out beautiful, to make a pet out of living, make a pet out of life, make a pet out of everybody in your family. And great things happen when we do that. And when mother goes in and talks to the children and she says, you know, you kids are something very special. I talk to the other mothers in the neighborhood and they tell me some of the things that go on in their family. And I think to myself, my gracious, I am so blessed. While they tell me their children don't behave, you're always doing things beautifully and good. While they tell me their children are fighting with each other, you like to get along with each other and share. I am so proud of you. I'm just so very proud. Now, she could say that even though it might not be totally true. But she's planting seeds. And she's not saying, now, you prove it, you do it. She's saying, that's the way I see you. And lo and behold, the children begin to act that way because that's the way their mother sees them. Well, now, what about you acting that way? Make a pet out of yourself. Start hugging yourself. How long, when was the last time you hugged yourself? How far can you get your arms around your back to snuggle yourself? Really, really. In seminars I give around the world, I teach hugging yourself. Sometimes I get away from it, but then whenever I get back to it, people just love it. And they snuggle in, and I say, close your eyes. Now, everybody, close your eyes. And when they close their eyes, they have that beatific look on their face of being so precious and so wonderful that something really loves them. And it's themselves. They're the pet of themselves. We should all be the pet of ourselves. This illumination can make us utterly fantastic. It can give us a new start on life, a new direction on life that will open the doors for us in ways that we had never dreamed possible. Life is a tame jungle. I walked along the path this morning and I heard some dogs barking in the nearer distance. And when I arrived near there, I saw two great big dogs, a black one and a fawn-colored dog. And I recognized them as a neighbor's dog. And these dogs just love to wander on our 104 acres and enjoy the peace and the quiet there. And really, they just have a great time. We see their big paw prints everywhere. And I looked over and I said, good morning, guys. How are you doing? And the big black one, he wagged his tail ferociously back and forth. He said, we're doing just fine. And I said, it's nice to see your footprints all over the property. That means you're looking over the place and taking good care of it for us and reminding all the critters that you're there and not to mess up by making little rodent holes under the road and under the street and under the pathways. Thank you very much, boys. And arf, arf, they barked back at me and said, you're welcome. Everyone is my pet. Everyone. And you too can have everything be your pet when you live in a tame jungle. So let this illumination be yours today and forevermore. Let this illumination sparkle your life and give you something really exciting to think about and exciting to live and exciting to know, because you are exciting. You are sparkling. You are very, 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 very special. And I love you. I love you. I love you.